Say yeah, yeah, yeah. Say yeah, yeah, yeah.
Chippewa Falls, a civic media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
Yeah.
80s, 90s, and more.
105.7 CFW.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this test and don't ask why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life. So take the photographs and still frames in your mind, hanging on a shelf in good health and good time. Tattoos and memories and dead skin on trial. For what it's worth, it was worth all the while. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. But in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.
80s, 90s, and more.
105.7 CFW.
You know, I was wondering, you know, if you could keep on, because the force, it's got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like it makes me feel like it.
Yeah, we heard you singing along. It sounds pretty good, though.
Well, I like to sing along to music, so it keeps me in a better mood.
Here's another one for you to sing to. 105.7 CFW.
Them like they do in Texas, please. Fold them, let them hit me, raise it. Stay informed with the latest news throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley on our sister station, 93.5 The Tap. James Kelly and the WCFW News team has what you need to know every hour, 24 hours a day. For the latest news, talk, and discussion on what's important to you, count on 93.5 The Tap and WCFW.FM.
CFW.
Out of this. Her diary sits than something you said. I just died in your arms tonight.
CFW, streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app.
This is 105.7 CFW.
Early in the morning, rising to the street, like light me up that cigarette. I'll strap shoes on my feet. Got to find the reason. Reason things went wrong. Got to find the reason why my money's all gone. I got a Dalmatian.
We'll be right back.
1057 CFW.
We'll be right back. Are you or someone you know celebrating a birthday or anniversary? Drop us a text through the free Civic Media app. Just open up the app and find 105.7 CFW. Then listen to Mike McKay every weekday morning at 8:15 to hear them announced live on the air.
Happy birthday!
Sponsored locally by Lasker Jewelers. Mike McKay in the morning. 105.7 CFW.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has signed an executive order creating and funding the Wisconsin Office of Violence Prevention. In the announcement on Tuesday, Governor Evers directed $10 million to the new office to begin working on prevention efforts for violence and gun violence issues. He's also announced his budget proposal will include comprehensive gun safety reforms and seek funding to make the new office a permanent fixture. The order comes in response to the deadly school shooting at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison. The Wisconsin Office of Children's Mental Health has released new data showing a majority of teens in the state have been affected by mental health issues. According to their data, the number of kids and teens that have experienced depression has risen by 42% over the last decade, particularly in girls and teens who identify as LGBTQ. Officials also say that while the number of mental health professionals in schools has increased in recent years, the total number is still below recommended levels, especially in more rural areas. A Superior man accused of leading a Wisconsin state trooper on a high-speed chase that reached speeds of nearly 140 miles per hour in Chippewa County has been charged. According to court documents, 20-year-old Matthew Plesko was charged with fleeing an officer, underage drinking, and speeding on an expressway in excess of 35 miles per hour. Plesko was allegedly seen by a state trooper driving 113 miles per hour on Highway 29 on December 14th and continued for 19 miles after the trooper attempted to pull him over. One of the two suspects charged in relation to a string of burglaries near the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire has been sentenced to prison. According to court documents, Raquel Kruger of Altoona entered a guilty plea to charges in 14 theft, burglary, and drug cases. She was sentenced to 5 years in prison and 5 years of extended supervision. Kruger was arrested in relation to 9 burglaries in the Randall Park neighborhood last summer. The other suspect, Dominic Abrams of Eau Claire, will appear in court in a couple of weeks. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Chippewa Valley weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies in the overnight. Temperatures near 5 below. Wind chills around 15 below. Thanks to a light northwest wind. Wednesday, more clouds. We'll see a wintry mix of some flurries, light snow, and freezing rain with highs in the mid-20s. It's 6 degrees below zero at our studios.
CFW. Someone else loving, touching, squeezing.
More 105.7 CFW.
I'm asking you, Shamu, would I lie? Listen to 105.7 CFW anytime, anywhere. Tell your smart speaker to play WCFW.